in Christ. Amen. When I was in college here in Providence, a quarter of a century ago, it pains me to say it was that long ago, we still listened to albums. Now, we had mostly transitioned to CDs by then, which, for those of you born after 1980, are what came between vinyl records and the digital download subscription services like Napster or iTunes or Spotify. And if you're too young to even remember Napster, you're going to make me feel really old. But back in college a quarter century ago, my best friend had a theory that the two albums that every college student in America owned were Fleetwood Mac's Rumors and the Steve Miller Band's Greatest Hits. A show of hands from all of you who at one time owned at least one of those albums. That's what I'm talking about, yeah. I had both. I loved them both. And my favorite song on the Steve Miller album was Jet Airliner, which was one of the few songs that wasn't written by Miller himself, but rather by a blues musician from Hyannis named Paul Pena. Now, I told myself years ago that I would never be one of those priests who quotes dated pop songs. But here goes. In the song, Pena writes about his wistfulness at having to travel and constantly leave his hometown here in New England. And he says, "You've got to go through hell before you get to heaven." Paul Pena went through hell. By the age of 20, he was completely blind due to congenital glaucoma. He had diabetes. And after some professional success in the 1970s, by the 90s, he was living a precarious life in the Tenderloin neighborhood in San Francisco. In 1997, he was seriously injured when his bedroom caught fire, and he spent 4 days in a coma. Paul Pena went through hell. While he was recovering from his injuries, a friend gave Pena a shortwave radio. And one day, Pena stumbled upon a broadcast out of Moscow of Tuvan throat singing, Tuva being an autonomous region in Russia on the Mongolian border. Now, I asked our choir director if he might have our choir provide an example of Tuvan throat singing at this point in the sermon, but he felt it was sufficiently far removed from the Anglican choral tradition that it might be pushing it a little. And I won't attempt it either. But this afternoon, after your Easter meals, settle in with some Tuvan throat singing on YouTube, and you'll get the picture. Paul Pena was captivated by Tuvan throat singing, and he started to teach himself how to do it. He even taught himself Tuvan, which was doubly amazing, seeing as how there was no English Tuvan dictionary in existence. So he had to go Tuvan Russian and then Russian English. Also, remember, he was blind. So he had to use an electromechanical device called an opticon that would render the text in tactile sensations, which he could then read. And Paul Pena got very good at Tuvan throat singing. So good, in fact, that he was invited to Tuva, where he won the country's premier competition in throat singing. And the Tuvans loved him. You might not be surprised to hear that Tuva doesn't see a lot of Western tourists, period. And very rarely do they experience a blind Cape Verdean blues musician from Hyannis, Massachusetts, who can speak and sing their language. He could hit notes so low that the Tuvans nicknamed him Earthquake. Much of this is beautifully shown in the 1999 documentary about Pena called Genghis Blues. And there's a scene in the film when Pena stands on the step out in the Tuvan wilderness facing into a gentle summer breeze. Pena smiles, perhaps because he knew how far he had come and how this thing had come to pass which he could never have conceived of in his wildest dreams. Although he couldn't see where he was standing, anyone watching the movie could. And it was a beautiful scene of unspoiled nature with fir trees and a stream filled with giant salmon. And I thought to myself as I watched that scene, that looks like heaven. And then I smiled to myself, remembering that Paul Pena had written that line in the song Jet Airliner. You've got to go through hell before you get to heaven. And now finally I get to Easter. At the dawn on that first Easter day, Christ has gone through hell literally. His followers have gone through the hell of crushing disappointment and abandonment and fearing for their own lives. And then 3 days later, they had what can safely be described as a heavenly experience of the risen Christ. The hell that Christ and the disciples went through was not the final chapter. In our own lives, there can be times so bleak that it's almost impossible to see a new and better chapter on the horizon. But as Jesus says in the Gospels, with God, all things are possible. The resurrection is a sign to us that all things are possible with God, that the trials we face are not the final chapter, even death itself is not the final chapter. My prayer for all of us this Easter day is that we may see in the resurrection of Christ the sign of God's power and desire to bring us to new and unexpected chapters in our lives, full of the opportunity to do more than we ever could have imagined, and to feel deep in our bones that though we may have gone through hell, we have lived to experience a taste of heaven, a foretaste, perhaps, of heaven itself. That place where, as the scriptures say, there will be no more sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Amen.